Talk Radio.
He wanted over his word, watches over his word to perform. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
even when it hurted him the most, he still had faith in his heart. He lifted his voice and he
God is all of that, and knowing that he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He is Jehovah Nisi. I mean, come on, brothers and sisters, let's recognize it was God that brought us thus far. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready to get into the broadcast, but before we do that, we're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. John 15, chapter and verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for the broadcast that we can come and learn more of your word, Father God. We're thankful for those that called in today and thankful for those that are listening by internet, Father God. We ask that you will open up our hearts and our minds to receive the teachings of the Holy Spirit as Pastor teaches this word. Be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. Be with those that are going through, knowing that you're a way maker out of no way and there's nothing impossible. Those who are bereaved today, Father God, comfort their hearts and give them a peace of mind. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. So help us to stand on the word of God as we continue to stand and wait on our healing, Father God, day by day. And Lord, just open up our hearts to receive the word today. Lord, help us, Father God, to receive it and retain it and to study and meditate on the word of God. Bless all those who've asked us to pray for them. And we just ask that you continue to pray and bless our pastor as he teaches this word today, Father God. Thank you in advance in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the word of God being the final authority, along with maintaining a proper perspective. And I think the last segment that we did this week earlier before Thankful Thursday happened to do with ye are God, but now in Christ. Because we are God, we're in Christ. Because we belong to God. We are of God. See, the Bible says, except to be born from above, born of the Spirit, born of the Word, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God, in God's government. That's what he's talking about, how God does things, which is righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. We have received God's nature and life and ability. With his nature, we have received the characteristics of God. If we fellowship with him, that's where we come to John 15. If we'll abide in him and he abides in us, we have fellowship with him because his word lives in us and we live in his word. And eventually you will put on that nature, and eventually 1 John 4:4 will become a reality that says that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Well, what's in you is the word of God. God himself is in you when you're allowing that word to permeate. Greater is he that is in you, simply meaning it's the word of God. So as we continue this study, it's about now in him. So how do we get there, you ask? See, we have inherited this. We have inherited redemption. I'm going to ask Pastor to read Galatians 5. Well, let's go to Galatians 3 and 13 first. We're going to go to Galatians 3 and 13. And as you find that, let me say this, brothers and sisters, but sanctify the Lord in your heart. See, that's where it has to be sanctified, in your heart. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. This is our perspective, is that we're sanctified, set apart, because of the word of God, and it's in our heart. And with that being said, over in Galatians 3 and 13, you want to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Reading from the King James. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Amen.
So we have that redemption now because Christ became that curse for us. We no longer have to live that life. We no longer have to have that mindset. Rather, now we're in him because we have this inheritance. How I know? Ephesians 1. 10 through, well, I'll go there too, bless God. Let me go there. Ephesians 1, and I'm going to say 10 through 14, and I'll read it out the King James Version. The pastor read it out of Ephesians 1, 10 through 14, that in this dispensation of the fullness of time, we might gather together one in all things in Christ. Now, underline in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Underline, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinate according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trust in Christ, in whom ye also trust, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which in the earnest of the inheritance unto the redemption of the purchase of the possession unto the praise of his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designed on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you once heard the truth and believed it of our salvation. Found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. The signet from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and a glorious life. Amen.
Amen. Now, this has to become your perspective that there is an inheritance, and the inheritance is given by what is called a tester. That tester happened to be, this is somebody that a tester would be basically a person who died and leaving a will or testament in force. So this has been in force, that this stuff belongs to us. Well, our inheritance, let me say that again, because I don't want nobody to miss this. And when you understand this inheritance, that would be something that is ours. I like to look at it like that. That's ours. Our daddy left us that. What is it? It's in Christ. So you get Christ, or you get in Christ, that is our inheritance by being in Christ. We're the recipient. Look, I mean, Holy Ghost. We are the recipient of that God left us in Christ. In other words, we're the possessor of that. We possess that. And we got it through the tester. That's our inheritance. If you accept it or not, that's a gift. And that's in Christ.
Thank you.
It's a heritage. It's something that had been bestowed upon us. That's something that, like an offering. You know, it's God's gift that he gave to us in Christ. Now, with that being said, it's just not Christ, man. If that's all you're looking at is Christ, you're going to miss the whole understanding here. Now, this tester really is a person who dies having a will of testament. So in his will, he left us all of this stuff. So when we began to understand that it's in him that we no longer have to live by the law, he left us righteousness. And we might get
Thank
into
you.
Some of that. But listen, brothers and sisters, because of Christ's death, see, if all you look at is Christ's death as being an ultimate sacrifice, let me tell you this, you're right. You're absolutely right, unquestionable. But you haven't even begun yet. You haven't even begun to open up your inheritance.
All right.
Remember, we have better promises. That would remember Hebrews 8 and 6. Remember Hebrews 7, 22. We have a better covenant. We got some good stuff now. Matter of fact, we were able to inherit the true tabernacle, which we didn't have before. Yeah. Before we didn't have this. Before all we had was a normal priest. But listen, brothers and sisters, we got an awesome priest. We got a great priest who left here and went into the heavens and seated at the right-hand side of the Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Yeah. You have to see this. This is in force right now. This is being enforced right now. It's nothing being put off anymore. It said, but now that we're in Christ, right now, this is being enforced. We're going to read Colossians 1 and 12. Then we're going to go to 2. I like this to be read out the Amplified Bible as well. I don't know. Pastor, you got the Amplified Bible, Pastor? Pull it up, because we're going to go to Colossians. I'm going to start with 1 and 12. As you pull it up, we're going to go to 1 and 12. We're going to read some of these scriptures, and then we may break them down, unpack them in a minute. But let's go to 1 and 12 in the King James, and then let her do it also in the, so all the scriptures she'll be reading now, hopefully will be in the Amplified. 1 and 12 says, give thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Colossians 1 and 12 for the Amplified Bible. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints, God's people, in the light. Amen.
Yeah. See, this inheritance, you say, well, what do you get? That's important. If you was getting an inheritance, you want to dissect that thing. You're going to look at all that and say, okay, I get this, I get that. And I think as Christians, we don't do that. We don't see what we really have. And then once we have it, we don't maintain it. We don't clamp on to it. Most of us think that, oh, well, I can be saved now. No, you have an inheritance right now. And once someone dies, that's when that inheritance be activated. It comes into effect. So right now we have this stuff. But it's only yours when you start claiming. Okay? That's the beauty of this. So in the second chapter, I'm going to go to the second chapter and the 18th verse. But understand inheritance. That ain't when we get to heaven, brothers and sisters. Please, don't believe that lie. That's now. Tester is already dead and passed it on, which was God in Christ. So we can have a right to the inheritance. That's your right.
Thank you.
Yeah. What you gonna do? Wait till, well, when I die, I'm gonna get all this stuff. No, man, forget that. It's stuff you get right now. Like you get the wisdom of Christ right now. You get the anointing right now. See all this stuff I'm talking about, you get now. Because the tester have already passed. So you get this stuff right now. But in 2, Colossians 2, I think I'm going to go to verses 18 and 19. It says, let no man beguile you of your reward. This is your reward. In a voluntary humanity and worship of angels, enduring into those things which he have not seen, vanly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding to the head from which all the body by joining and banding have nourished, ministering and knitted together, increased with the increase of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Amplified Bible, let no one defraud you of your prize, your freedom in Christ, and your salvation by insisting on mock humility and the worship of angels, going into detail about vision. He claims he has seen to justify his authority. Puffed up in conceit by his unspiritual mind, and not holding fast to the head of the body, Jesus Christ, from whom the entire body, supplied and knit together by its joint and ligament, grow with the growth that can only come from God. Amen.
Man, I wish I really had time to get into this. But I'm going to tell you, let no one who delight in this false religion, falsehood, and worship, and I know it says worship of angels, tell you that you don't deserve a prize. Don't let people take you there and say, oh, you don't deserve to be the very righteousness of God. You did this and you did that. Don't let these folks put that on you. And Pastor, mm-hmm. No, people have here trying to bring your past to your future. But I'm going to tell you right now, your past does not determine your future.
Hallelujah.
Listen, brother and sister, I'm telling you, because whatever you did, that does not say that's your future. Now, that doesn't define you. That doesn't define you. What define you is that you're in Christ. You're in Christ. And by you being in Christ, the remnants of this world have been left behind. So God doesn't see you like that. It's how the Word of God sees you. And that's how he sees you, based on Scripture. See? So the tester, a person who died leaving a will, this is God's will for us. And it has been put in force. It has been activated. When Jesus died, let me kind of give you an example, because I think sometimes examples help. This, the executor, shall not disclose tell a will without permission of the tester. A person written the will. So what happens here is the executor should not disclose detail of a will without permission. So this thing has, God have given permission to execute this will. Let the people see what this is. That's his will. That's his will. You have to see the will. You have the test of permission to see where you're at, where you came from, where you are right now. I just love that. And I love the fact that, well, I was going to do one more because I was going to do 3 and 24. So let me run on and do that before my time run here. But if you would go to Colossians 3:24, I'm going to have Pastor read that out the Amplified Bible or the New Living Bible, whichever one. But I did say 3, right? I said 3:24. Colossians 3:24. I like 3:2 because it just started out by talking about if you then be risen. You may not be risen. You may not have even crucified the flesh yet. You may still be living after the flesh. But anyway, if you be risen, these things apply to you. The 24th verse, actually, well, I'm just going to go in 24th verse since I said that. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Amen. From the Amplified Version, it says, knowing with all certainty, that is from the Lord and not from men, that you will receive the inheritance which is your real reward, the one whom you are actually serving is the Lord Christ, the Messiah. Amen.
Amen. See, you know that your real master will give you mm-hmm. an inheritance as your reward. It is in Christ, your real master, who you are serving. He gives you the reward. What are these rewards? The time that it would take for me to go through all of that, you ain't even ready yet. It's more than grace. It's more than just being redeemed. When I tell you, you've been established. When I tell you, there's a change have been made. When I tell you, he have given us the kingdom or the keys to the kingdom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. He's given us that. He's given us that perfect priesthood. He's given us that priest by an oath that he sworn by his own self. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Nowhere does the law make you perfect. But in Christ, we become perfect. Hebrews 7 and 19, Hebrews 10 and 14. So that's part of our inheritance. Well, this is the part that everybody gets a chance to play. All you got to do is press 1, and we'll let you in. If you have any comments or whatever, just press 1. Hallelujah. Anyone.
So, Pastor, I'd like to read that from the New Living Translation, Colossians 3. I'm going to do verses 2 and 24 from the New Living. So,
you said Colossians what?
Colossians 3 and verse 2 and then verse 24 from the New Living. Who says, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. 24 tells
us. I didn't know we did this. You said we did verse 2? Oh, we did Colossians 2.
Yeah, I thought you did 2.
No, Colossians 2.
Okay, well, 3 reads from the New Living. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen. And then 24 reads, remember, the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen on that one. Yes. 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 Yeah, I like that verses 24 also. I'm not sure which version that was, but it talks about, now, you know, where in King James it says knowing like a continuation. And in this other version, one of the footnotes says, you know. It's like you already know this. You already know this. That your real master, talking about Christ, will give you an inheritance. You already know this. And in the King James, it referenced to knowing that our that knowing that of the Lord you shall receive is like, okay, I'm telling you a story and what is going to happen. But over in this other version I read, it's like you already know what's going on with it. In that, in God's word, I think that's where I found that at. In God's word. In God's word, I like that version, or I like that perspective. It's like, I mean, you already know this stuff, man. You already know who the real master is, and you already know he's given us the inheritance, which is your reward. I mean, it ain't nothing like it's going to happen. This already has taken place. And it is Christ, the real master, who you are serving. That is just like, whoo, that did it for me.
Yes, it Amen. I do have it pulled up in God's Word, Pastor. And if it does cut off, you know that your real master will give you an inheritance as your reward. It is Christ, your real master, whom you are serving. Amen.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that just, it just served a whole different life. As far as I'm concerned, it's like what King James, it talks about knowing, like it's a continuation. But in God's word, it's like it's past tense now. I mean, you already know this stuff here. And you got to know, you know this. And another version was talking about, remember that the Lord gave you an inheritance. And it's like, don't forget, this would have already taken place. You got this inheritance. And that's why it's so important that we know what our inheritance are. And we may get into that next week. But it's so important to know what your inheritance is. I think that's where the body of Christ needs to come to. Know you're right. Know that this is part of your inheritance. And then that becomes your perspective. But when you forget that this is your inheritance, then you forgot who you are. You don't want to do that. Know that you've been sanctified through the Lord in your heart, not what you wear. And for those that don't know, I was when I grew up, they was teaching me to be sanctified based on what you wore. If you had a long dress, that woman was sanctified. If you wasn't dressing like the other men, you were sanctified. A lot of sanctification depends on what building you entered into, what you wore, how your hairstyle was. Man, get away from that foolishness and get to the real deal. And the real deal is that we are sanctified, the Lord God, in your heart, in your spirit, man. I like the fact that we have been made. Well, I didn't get into it today, but I want to say this as I close. We've been made a meat, the Bible says. In other words, we, part of what we inherited was the ability to receive the same thing Christ had. We have that in us now. We have become meat. Meaning that we are able to receive what we want to be able with Christ now. We're like a helpmeet. We're able to interact, exchange. I have to understand this. That's what it means. That's what's going on. Before we wasn't able to receive the things of God. But because Christ came and died and gave us that right, removed that curse away, we're able to receive this stuff now.
Thank you.
Please say amen to that, y'all, to understand this.
Yeah.
This is not no ordinary teaching. This is no kindergarten and first grade and grade school stuff. This is for people who season in the Word of God, that you don't need emotion. You don't want to get off on hooping and all this stuff. You want the pure word. You want the meat of that word. This is who this lesson is for. People who know who they are in Christ or want to be who what the word declare and decree that they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyone else? Right. Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else? Hallelujah. And you can't press one and then not do it. So you have to, it's important that if you press one, leave it. Because when you press back, that says to me you don't want to speak. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Pastor, you had anything else you wanted to say?
No, Pastor. I'm just enjoying the lesson. Okay, you learn more and more.
Okay, well, we'll see you all Sunday.